Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. Nothing good will ever happen to you if you never leave your house. Before my evening flight back to Barcelona, I also booked several cooking classes making pizza, tiramisu, and pasta, as well as a walking tour in downtown Rome. Luckily, the classes connected seamlessly. I had a full schedule and I made several friends who I still keep in touch with till this day. That was the end of my journey in Europe. I had so many beautiful memories and had seen most of the cities I was eager to visit. I had met the people I wanted to meet and also got together with some friends before I went back to Taiwan. After I got back to Taiwan, I had some quality time with my family, and then I was figuring out where I would like to go after I had some much needed rest. Then the pandemic hit. A lot of my friends in Europe were suffering from the sudden change in their lives and restrictions on things that previously seemed normal. I only talked to a few of my hosts briefly, however, they seemed quite low, and there was a point at which it felt like the world was ending. At this time, a lot of people in Europe and other countries died from this horrible disease, and many more were stuck on their computers and within their homes for weeks on end. Now in hindsight, I'm really glad I took the trip. I really am. Though it was hard and I was exhausted from the trip, I followed my heart and I didn't waste time. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to create so many beautiful stories to tell. I saw so many beautiful sights and scenery. However, I was most interested in the people who lived there. At this point, I don't know when the world will be normal and safe to travel again. It's very possible that we will have to continue to travel with caution and socially distance from people we meet from now on. Back when I was traveling, these ideas never crossed my mind. I was used to flying all the time, and I even created a brand for myself called Fly with Lily. However, the train made it so easy to travel to nearby countries. The Eurail ticket was also a money saver too, and I took 56 rides with a 2 month pass, which came to around 900 euros. At the end of my journey, I saw how far I had come from when I first thought about the idea of traveling around Europe by train. These thoughts developed after a conversation with my good English friend in Barcelona, Greg, who suggested that train travel was a great way to leave a smaller carbon footprint than flights and was more environmentally friendly. He had lived in Sweden for almost 20 years and even shared that some Northern Europeans advocated flight shame. He jokingly told me that maybe I should stop encouraging people to fly since I was building my personal brand, Fly with Lily. Over the years while I was traveling around the globe, I became more aware of the impact of my actions on the place I lived in, and I felt inspired by Greg to try this new approach for myself. When we can travel again, I would love to try more train journeys in different countries and continents. My experiences convinced me that this method of travel is not only more environmentally friendly, but that there are so many exciting adventures to be had. At the top of my list is traveling around China by train, experiencing the many sides of this vast country, and sharing what I see with my loyal listeners.
This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.